Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day as we continue to celebrate in a sort of a mildly obnoxious way our ninth anniversary week. 9 years ago this week, 1997, the Small Business Advocate Show was born. And the rest is history, as they say. And I want to thank you, all of you listeners, for being part of our world and for contributing to our success. But there's another person, ladies and gentlemen, that I want to say thanks to and want to introduce you to, actually reintroduce you, because you've talked to Judy before. You've heard her on the show before. Judy Smolsky, ladies and gentlemen, is vice president for IBM Small and Medium Businesses in the Americas. And she's not only our good friend, she's not only a great resource for small business, she's also our corporate partner, and she's our good friend. Judy, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you so much, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of your celebratory ninth anniversary week. Congratulations. That's a terrific accomplishment, and I just am proud of you, and we're happy to continue to be a sponsor for this initiative.
Well, Judy, thank you for that, and thank you for your partnership. And, folks, the main thing I want to say about that is Judy and I like saying this because it's the truth. You know, this isn't my first rodeo. I've been around the block a few times. I've worked with just about, not every, I won't say every major corporation on the planet, but a whole bunch of them. And I'll tell you, Judy, and I mean this with all my heart, there is no classier organization that I've ever worked with on any level than the folks at IBM.
Well, Jim, I really appreciate that. And, you know, I think part of the reason this sponsorship, this relationship, this partnership works so well is that we have a common goal,
yep,
and that is to really understand the business needs of small businesses and help them to achieve their objectives, whether it's growth or additional profitability, acquiring new customers, just figuring out, you know, how to make the healthcare reforms and all the government regulations work, you know, mm-hmm, in a positive way for them to achieve their business objectives. You know, you and I are have common goals.
Absolutely, no question about it. And by the way, folks, we are wrapping up our sixth year together, IBM and me, and already making plans for year seven, and for that support and that constant partnership, Judy. Again, we thank you for that. You know, you were talking about the common goal. When I one of the things that I think has changed over the last couple of decades, at least the last 10 years or so, has been the relationship between big companies and small companies. And, you know, big companies have always wanted small businesses to be their customers. And over the years, small companies have been vendors for big companies, where there was a plant in a community and the local distributors delivered paper and electrical supplies and things like that. Maybe even mowed the yard or whatever. But in the 21st century, in addition to the customer relationships, which are increasing quite a bit between big business and small business, there's also the vertical integrated partnerships that are being created for between these two size organizations. And it's becoming clear to me, Judy, that in the 21st century, neither group, small companies and big companies, will make it without the other one.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that. And, you know, you can look at the drivers of, you know, or enablers of those relationships. I think one of them is clearly the Internet and being able, yeah, to leverage the capabilities of the web for many very small businesses to actually look much larger and also to have a lot of capability that companies like IBM and, you know, other large corporations really value. You know, the other thing that I think has really increased in importance to large companies is, you know, just the commitment that we want to make to small businesses. You know, we have a a very focused procurement objective that the Small Business Administration enables so that we can actually build these relationships and help each other.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of those venues, by the way, that I'd like to talk about as often as I can, Judy, is, you mentioned the SBA, is their business matchmaking events.
Exactly.
Those are tremendous ways for small companies to get a face-to-face sit-down meeting with companies, with individuals that they would have taken them, who knows how long it would have taken them, if ever, to have been able to get a literally face-to-face meeting with some of these companies. And I want to thank the SBA for making the business matchmaking events possible. That's one of the greatest things the SBA has ever done in addition to their loan guarantee programs. Stand by, Judy. We'll take a quick break, folks. We've got more to come with Judy Smolsky, Vice President for IBM Small and Medium Businesses. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll use all that to your advantage. Thanks to our corporate partners. It's all free. Everything is on our site is free, except for the books. If you buy a book, you got to pay for that, but you know how that works. And everything else, though, the main thing we did 9 years ago when we started this, folks, we had a lot of different things that we wanted to do, but there was one fundamental default position that we have. And that was that whatever you get from us, there's no barrier to entry. If it is on the internet, the only barrier is a computer and connection to the internet. But in terms of whatever you get from us, whatever content we create, however we distribute it, it's got to be free for you. And then we've asked corporate partners to support us with that. And Judy Smolsky with IBM has been one of our corporate partners for a long time, for a number of years now, and we're continuing that. And Judy, one of the things that we were talking about in the break about. The relationship between big companies and little companies and how that's changed. More and more big companies are relying. It's not just something that's handy for them. They're relying, they're hoping that innovations that could play a big part in their big company, can come from. They're expecting them to come from little companies. Expanded resources, expanded capability. As you talked about the new capabilities small business owners have through technology and through the internet. You guys are not. This is not something that's nice to have. You guys actually. It's actually something you're expecting to have, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the relationship between IBM and small business, as we talked previously, is certainly complex because we have relationships with small businesses as suppliers. We certainly have relationships as partners, and we have many small businesses that have products and services that you can actually acquire directly from our website. Mm-hmm. And then we also have support to small businesses as clients. So, you know, one of the things that we recognize is IBM is a very big company, so we need ways to be accessible. So not only do we have a very dedicated website at www.ibm.com/smallbusiness, where all of this is kind of an entryway into the capabilities of our relationships, but we also have a dedicated toll-free number that's basically supported by people on our small business team, and that's all they do. It's a dedicated number just for our mutual small business clients. And they can call for everything from, you know, how do I solve this particular business problem, to give me access to a business partner to enable me to be more successful, or let me find out about this procurement opportunity that we've been talking about. So let me share that number. It's 1-877-IBM Small Biz, or SMBIZ, and if it's easier to remember, 1-877-426-7624. IBM SMBIZ. So
right.
Thanks, Jim, because I think it's if people take advantage of that, they can learn a lot of information.
Well, I'm glad you gave us that. That is so important because, you know, the thing that people might not realize is that in addition to the things that you offer that are clearly IBM branded resources or products, you are a conduit, you are a channel through which small businesses can reach other small businesses, and the ones I'm talking about on the one end are the people, the partners that you brought into play, like Constant Contact, like Website Pros and people like that. These are all small businesses that you guys have brought in to help round out the resources that you offer for your customers.
Well, actually, we look at our web investment as a resource center because, you know, part of what we want to offer is things like Ask Jim. And if people don't know what you look like, Jim, they ought to come to our small business portal because your picture's right there, and you'll take emails to answer their questions.
That's right.
We've got a series of podcasts, which are very short, you know, just on many topics to help people know how to solve a business problem they might have. There's case studies, there's references. As you say, there's obviously products and services because, you know, that's part of what we offer. But, you know, in many cases, it's the how to do something that is the most valuable.
Well, and see, what I like about the reason I want to talk about this, folks, the reason I wanted Judy to mention this is because I want you to, what I like to do is I like to go to a company like IBM or any of the folks, any of the big companies out there, go to their websites, see what they're doing, and take a lesson from them. What they're doing is they've got a lot of different resources that they're making available to their customers. And I think, Judy, that small businesses should be doing more of that. I mean, we think about our own websites. We think, okay, it's got to be all about us. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It's not supposed to be all about you. It's supposed to be all about your customers. And what do your customers need? If you've identified a resource that's a compatible resource, put those folks, make an arrangement with them, create an alliance of some kind, and put those folks on your website. Your customers will thank you, won't they, Judy?
I doubt there is any small business that isn't worried about security today. That's our featured topic this month. So, you know, just to go out and find out what other people are doing to ensure that their businesses are secure is worth the visit.
Absolutely. Stand by. Quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Judy Smolsky right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating 9 years, kicking off our 10th year on the air of the Small Business Advocate Show. Judy Smolsky is our guest. She's Vice President for IBM Small and Medium Businesses. And Judy, I can't let you get away without talking to the audience about a very important issue that you sort of tipped us off to as we went to the break, and that's the concept of security. You know, I remember, you know, I had a Hayes modem 400 baud back in 1986 or 7 or something like that. So that'll give you an idea about how long I've been connecting up to bureaus and things like that. I remember I'm trying to think of what was that one of those bureaus that I hooked up to back in the 80s. I can't even remember the names now, but anyway, you know, we didn't even think about security because there weren't any malcontents out there trying to break into my computer and hijack my computer. But today there are, and we're more and more of us are doing business online. Our world is online, and there are people out there who want to cause us harm, aren't there?
Well, we certainly need to have good protection to make sure that our data is secure, because that's the key to, you know, many small businesses is the information they have. not just financial information, but customer information and mm-hmm. supplier information, et cetera. So, you know, I think that it really is something that's a serious topic, and it's, quite frankly, the number one issue for really businesses of all sizes today.
Well, and it's on many levels. I mean, we've got just making sure that you've got a firewall, a physical mechanical firewall like a router, as well as a software firewall. You got to make sure you've got antivirus protection, any worm protection, any Trojan horse protection, all that kind of stuff. You've got to have all that level. But then there's also the wireless issue, isn't there?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, so many people love the idea of having access anywhere. And, you know, the technology providers built in wireless capability now. But unless you really have an encrypted network, unless you have the security to ensure that people can't penetrate, mm-hmm. Then it may be convenient, but it's not very smart.
Well, even and see what a lot of people don't realize is even if you've got protection at your device, inside your device, the wireless transmission coming from wherever to your computer can be intercepted, can't it?
Exactly. I think that's exactly the point, Jim. So, you know, I'd encourage people to really look into this issue. There are many, many good support tools on the web to be able to understand it. And then, you know, there's a lot of services that are available. You know, IBM actually has an Express Managed Security service mm-hmm. for email security that's only $2 per user per month.
Wow.
So for a small business, this is a really convenient and inexpensive way to let a company like IBM manage this problem on your behalf.
Well, and as many of you know, I did about 6 events for IBM. I was a moderator of 6 security events, Judy, as you well know, earlier in the year, and I got to meet some of your folks. I got to become familiar with some of those resources. And what I remembered, what I was so impressed with, Judy, and I want to make sure folks know this, is the fact that you've got a phone number where there are real live human beings who know what they're talking about and that you can connect to.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people love to really feel confident that they know, you know, what to ask for when they call. So my experience is, you know, people sign up for our Forward View electronic newsletter that they get
right.
every month.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to the small business resources on IBM.com. Then they, you know, look around at what other people are doing. Then they call us and say, you know, this is what I really need to do. So whether you call us first and we help you, or whether you go to our website or talk to our business partners, we're here to help small businesses address their real business issues. That's the reason we're investing.
And let me tell you a real quick story, Judy, and I know you won't mind me taking the last few seconds to do this, because this is a real compliment to your folks. Ladies and gentlemen, I needed something a year or so back. I did exactly what Judy said. I acted like I didn't know anybody, and I went in and I asked some questions, and they found what I needed for me, Judy, and guess where they found it?
Where?
It wasn't your stuff. They found something for me that you didn't, that it wasn't an IBM product, but the guy said, I found it, but we don't have exactly what you want, but I found somebody who does. And that's my point, is that the help that's there is truly helpful and not just IBM centric, and I appreciate
that. Well, it's connecting the dots. It's hard when you're a small business to know what the options are.
Right.
And then when you find the options, to know which one is best for your business.
Judy, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, and thanks for all the great support over the years.
Congratulations, Jim.
Thanks.
Keep it up.
I appreciate it. Got to go for this hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.